The Metis Tech Show.
Welcome to the Metis Tech Show, a show for HVAC professionals by HVAC professionals.
The Metis Tech Show.
Oh, I miss Roland.
Oh man, that accent.
Yes. It's not just the podcast. It's not the same. It's not the same without Roland.
We gotta have him back.
We love his we love the way he parks the car.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Parking the car. You know.
Or the chatter.
Yeah, Roland is busy right now as we speak.
Yes.
Putting together a basic electricity course.
Wow.
So Metis is releasing a basic electricity course, and we're piloting this course next week with eight students, eight very green students, new to the trade. And we're going to teach them basic electricity.
They're still wearing their diapers.
Yes.
When it comes to the industry.
And we'll see. We really don't know. They could be really smart guys.
Yeah, it could be.
And they're
if not, they will be after they finish the class.
Yes, they will be, especially with Roland teaching them how to wire light bulbs in parallel, how to wire light bulbs in series. So hands-on in this class. Yep. They have light boards. So much fun. I used to teach night school, so I know how those labs used to run, and I love doing the labs. I love the hands-on, seeing the students' expressions on their faces when the lights light up the way they're supposed to, right? So they're going to talk about everything from how electrons flow to switches and how they work, different types of circuits, parallel series, Ohm's Law, that's always fun, right? Teaching Ohm's Law is fun. Learning about Ohm's Law is great. So that's where Roland is. That's what he's been immersed in for the last couple of months. So he's traveling to Boston this week, my hometown, and next week we're going to see how that class goes. So it's going to be excellent. It's going to be great. Yes. So welcome again to the Metis Tech Show, and we're going to discuss the IntelliHeat case coil once again, right? A new product that's out. It's a cased coil utilizing the best of both worlds, right? Your furnace, and now you have Mitsubishi inverter technology running your heat pump side, your cooling side, and you have the dual fuel capability.
Absolutely.
Where you can set this system up to run heat pump up to a certain outside air temperature, and then at that given outside air temperature, we'll talk about the economic balance point today, we can turn on just the furnace
awesome.
To heat the home. So go for it.
It's going to be a good product. I mean, it's an add-on heat pump. It's all it is.
Yeah, and so today's topic is going to be setting dip switches, and we're going to focus on basically one set of dip switches on the PAA control box. So you've wired the PAA control box. Everything's connected. You're ready to rock. Do I need to touch any of these dip switches to set this furnace up? Not necessarily, right? But we do have some great functions built into the PAA control box that can be used by the technician in the field for testing purposes. But there's one that I want to mention, and this is SW01 on the circuit board. And I love what they did at the factory. They actually printed on the circuit board what those dip switches do.
That is awesome. And it's a bank of four switches. It's a very small bank.
Yeah. So it's very simple to know what they do. They're written right on the board, but we can also look in the installation manual for a better description on what the dip switches do. And I'm going to start with SW01-1. Dip switch SW1-1. If there's any dip switch you're going to want to set right from the beginning would be SW1-1. And that's for thermostat interface, only if you're using a thermostat interface. And what we're doing is we're powering the thermostat interface pack 445 with the furnace 24 volts.
Correct.
Right? So if you're familiar with the thermostat interface line on any Mitsubishi product, it allows us to put a third-party controller on any Mitsubishi system. Same here, yep. Right? But on any other Mitsubishi product, we're going to have to add a 24-volt transformer in the field. Then that could be a small 5 VA transformer. That could be a 40 VA transformer, correct, depending on the power draw of that third-party controller, because you know as well as I do, thermostats have come a long way. We have basic thermostats that are, you know, just have a basic backlit display, or right, we have a large.
Typically, we're going to have a 40 VA because that's what most furnaces have in them.
Yes, exactly. So this dip switch allows us, and again, this is SW1-1, allows us to, if we want to power that third-party thermostat separately, and in other words, not use the furnace 24 volts, then we're going to flip that dip switch to off. Now let's move on to SW1-2. So this is test mode. So basically, if we want to test heating operation of the furnace, yes, right? So this is not heating operation of the heat pump, but heating operation of the furnace. So SW1-2 and SW1-3 are test mode for W1 for single stage and test mode for W2 second stage or two-stage furnace.
That's SW01.
Or SW01. All right, to be specific. Yes, thank you. So the dip switch itself is labeled SW01. So if I say SW1-2, just know it's 01.
And out of the box, it's defaulted to off because you're not going to have it on test run all the time. So you would only turn those on to bring those stages on from the gas furnace.
Right. And that's done by the interface on the PAA control box.
Yep.
So those push buttons, don't be alarmed if you power up the PAA for the first time and you're trying to press that W1, W2 push button on the side of that PAA control box and nothing's happening, what gives here? It's you have to have test mode engaged. So again, SW01-2 turned on will bring on test mode for W1 or first stage.
Yep.
On the furnace, right? SW01-3 turned on will bring on W2 second stage heating. And now those buttons on the side of the PAA are active and can correct be used by the technician, by the service technician for a test run. All right. And this can be done. Maybe it's a brand new installation and you want to test the furnace, right? Right from the interface. This is a direct to make sure you have it wired correctly and that it's operating correctly.
That's what I was looking at is it's going to test if you've got the components correctly wired.
Right.
On top of that, I don't have to go upstairs to the thermostat to bring the furnace on. I could just do it right at the furnace.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Now, one last dip switch on SW01 is SW01-4, and that's the emergency mode operation. So if we want to test emergency mode, now, by the way, this switch is off from the factory. If we want to test the emergency operation on the interface, on the push buttons, right? We're going to flip that dip switch to on, and we'll be able to test our emergency operation. By default, it's off, and emergency mode is controlled by the thermostat.
Correct.
When we say thermostat, we're talking about the NAT thermostat on TBB or the non-adjustable thermostat set to 65 degrees. That's a thermostat provided with the PAA kit and the accessories bag. Or a third-party thermostat that maybe the customer had originally and in connecting that to TBB. It's only used when the system goes into emergency mode. Now, what would trigger emergency mode?
Well, if the temperature if something would go wrong with the heat pump system,
yes,
and the temperature in the house would start dropping, so this NAT, non-adjustable thermostat, would sense that and override the system.
Yeah, and take over. And really, as soon as there's any issue with the Mitsubishi heat pump side of the equation, emergency mode automatically is engaged. And you'll see this on the interface display on the PAA control box.
Right. And it's set at 65 degrees, so it will not let the house temperature below 65 degrees.
Yeah, and that's a comfortable temperature for most people. Not for everyone. Now, if the customer is adamant about having emergency backup with their own thermostat they can control,
right,
that's completely doable. It's we can do
them.
That.
Yep.
Right. And again, this could be a retrofit. This could be an existing furnace. We're adding the PAA case coil. They have an existing thermostat, and it's not going to be used anymore, maybe because we're using an MHK2, but I can definitely hook that up for the customer on TBB for use in emergency operation mode. So that does it for SW01 dip switch bank. And that, again, that's located on the lower board on the PAA control box.
Correct.
So again, you may not have to touch these dip switches at all. All right. And again, test mode operation, great option to have for the technician if he wants to test the furnace out without waiting for a temperature change in the home. Right.
Well, you could even use it on startup to check your temperature rise.
Yes.
On the furnace. Again, you don't have to go to the thermostat upstairs. You could just do it from the module attached to the coil.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Some other important settings and configuration with the PAA coil right out of the gate is going to be basically a couple of function settings. And we're going to look at one of the important function settings. And this may be something we may not have to touch because this is called the economic balance point. Right. So this is the outside air temperature in which we're going to shift over from heat pump to fossil fuel.
Yep.
Right. And from the right out of the box, our economic balance point is set to 32 degrees by default. Yeah. So that's maybe adequate for what you need. Right.
For instance, for my house, when I lived in West Virginia, my balance point, and that you can calculate it. I calculate it, mine to be 26.
Right.
So it all depends on the structure of the home.
Yeah.
But, 32 is typically what most systems are placed at.
Now, I may have a hyperheating outdoor unit, right? I may have a hyperheat, and I can run at a very low temperature.
Much lower.
And still maintain a high capacity. Now, is it economic? Is it economically, does it make sense, right, at that temperature? That's something you're going to have to, the homeowner right. will have to figure out where their savings are, right? So that's adjustable through function setting 8 and 10. So function or mode 8 and 10, we can set the economic balance points. Again, 32 degrees out of the box. We also have a choice of 27 degrees and even lower on standard heat pumps down to 19, 14 degrees, and 9 degrees. With hyperheating, we can actually get even lower than that.
Correct.
14 degrees, 9 degrees, and minus 11 degrees. Mm-hmm. Now, there's also something else that takes precedence over these settings, and that's something called comfort balance point. So
why don't you tell us a little that I think that's unique to this product.
That's really interesting because comfort balance point is something, it's logic that is built into the IntelliHeat that's going to take precedence over economic balance point, where, and let's say we had the economic balance point set to 9 degrees.
Right.
And the system tries to run the heat pump at 9 degrees outside air, and it can't maintain set point.
Right.
Right. And it basically, if you're familiar with CN24 logic, it's mm-hmm. going to look at, there's a 2.7 degree drop in the space temp and a timer gets set off. Within that time frame, can the heat pump by itself raise the space temp 0.9 degrees in that time frame? And that timer is defaulted from the factory at 29 minutes. Can it raise the space temp 0.9 degrees within that time? If it can't, it's going to bring on the furnace. Now, comfort balance point is looking at an overriding economic balance point and saying, yep. look, we set this to 9 degrees, but it's not cutting it, right? So we have to change, and it's going to raise that outside air temperature and try and adjust itself. It's self-learning. So the logic in the IntelliHeat is self-learning, and it's going to adjust to an outside air temperature that will work for that heat pump. So I'm saving energy, and I have the best of both worlds, right? I have the heat pump or the furnace. So it will adjust itself. It will self-learn where that outside air temperature should be.
It's going to memorize all these functions.
Yes. Yeah. So that's economic balance point, and that's set, again, by mode 8 and mode 10 and defaulted from the factory at 32 degrees. All right. That can also – so if I need to set these function settings on the PAC-445 thermostat interface, that's going to be done through dip switches. In the PAC-445.
Yep.
Right. Once you set those dip switches, reset power, and they'll take effect.
So tell us about function 23.
All right. So function 23 is another important function setting, and that's your fan speed selection. So function 23 set to setting 1 is going to be for single fan speed furnaces. Function 23 set to setting 1 is going to be a high speed setting all the time.
Yep.
Right? If I set function 23 to setting 2, that allows for dual fan speed. So in other words, I have a G signal from my TBB on my PAA control box and a Y1 signal. So I can set those for a two fan speed option and have the G put out a lower fan speed and Y1 for a second stage fan speed, higher fan speed. Now I'm getting the most out of that IntelliHeat A coil when I'm in cooling or I'm in heat pump mode. Remember, we talked a bit about this on the previous episode. The farther away from set point we are, the higher the fan speed. As we get closer to set point, we go to a lower fan speed. That's the logic that is built in. It's very familiar logic because that's the logic that it's most of our
products. And typically it's a benefit because of the lower fan speed, we have a warmer coil.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So we talked about SW01 dip switch. You may have to make a setting on that. You definitely utilize that dip switch for test mode operation, for emergency testing, emergency operation. We talked about economic balance point and comfort balance point, and that it comes from the factory set at 32 degrees, which may be perfectly adequate.
Yep.
But we have that self-learning logic in the PAA control box, which will adjust outside air balance point based on what works.
Yeah,
right?
Which in essence, we're taking care of the customer.
Yeah.
We're giving them full comfort, which is what they're wanting.
Yeah. We're not going to sacrifice comfort at all based on logic.
Absolutely.
We're going to use the logic to our advantage, right? And then we talked about function setting 23, which is another important function setting. Function setting 23 is for your two-speed fan option. So is it single speed? Is it dual speed? Again, we may be dealing with a permanent split capacitor motor, belt-driven. Right. Am I getting the full 350 CFM? Then you're fine. Right. That's the goal.
It can be adjusted.
But right. I mean, we need to adjust that. And if we have to look at these things before we install the IntelliHeat A coil.
Right.
Is the furnace set up for this application?
Right. And you should always survey the job before you do this, because you need to be prepared as to how set up the functions on the equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. So that about does it, Juan. I think we've nailed those down.
Yeah, and those are the important ones anyway. Yeah. The rest of them, They're just if, what if type of settings.
Right, right. All right. Until the next one, Juan, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
See you on the next episode.
All right, Steve. Adios.